We're chatting today to Daniel Galloway, who is the producer of Finding the Light, an evening of musical theatre stars. And Daniel has an interesting story because he fell in love with theatre by accident whilst trying to be an opening bowler for South Africa and has not been able to get away from the theatre for the last 23 years. Daniel has a degree in drama and linguistics from Rhodes University. And following 8 years at UCT as the resident production manager and lighting designer, Daniel was asked to join the new brand built, purpose-built Fugard Theatre in Cape Town as its managing director in 2010. He worked alongside that amazing team, and Daniel, in his own career, has produced over 150 theatrical productions, both locally and internationally, which collectively have received over 220 award nominations. My goodness, that's quite an accolade. After a decade at the helm of the Fugard Theatre, Daniel now offers his theatre production and executive management experience and lighting design to the theatre industry in general, amongst having other clients. He works as a consultant to the Zip Zap Circus and is the general manager and co-producer of How Now Brown Cow Productions. And we are looking forward to chatting to Daniel, a very celebrated gentleman, and hearing all about an evening with musical theatre stars. So more on that in a bit. So now that we've wowed everybody about Daniel Galloway and how amazing he is and all his awards and his productions, we're just going to hone in and welcome Daniel to Jet Setting with Janet so that he can tell us about this wonderful production he's got lined up called Finding the Light, an evening with musical theatre stars. It sounds amazing. It sounds big and wonderful. So, Daniel, is it all of that and what can we expect?
Oh, thank you, Jana. Thank you for that nice welcome. It's lovely to be chatting with you. It is going to be amazing. Of course, I'm biased. I'm producing the production with the Finding the Light Foundation, but we really have such an exciting lineup lined up for South African audiences. They have a chance in Cape Town for 6 nights only to experience the magic of Broadway and West End, and all you have to do is get yourself to Artscape. So, boy, do we have a lineup for you. Yes, absolutely. It's going to be amazing.
Phenomenal. So what can we expect to see? I see the CPO is going to be there under the baton of Brandon Phillips, whom we know is just wow, va va boom. So what can we expect on the night on these nights?
So it's essentially a 2-hour program, which we're presenting 6 times in the week of 17 to 21 April. And it's a night with the musical theatre stars. Audiences can expect to hear and see hits from their favourite musicals, as well as experiencing some new hits that they may not have experienced before. So all the old favourites will be in, hits from Phantom of the Opera, West Side Story, Sunset Boulevard, and many, many, many others. Of course, we are busy
Wow.
finalizing the repertoire at the moment. We have a stunning lineup of soloists, 4 of them from London and from New York, and 4 of them our very own South Africans. And together, the 8 of them will split up the repertoire in the evening from solos to duets to group numbers to large ensemble numbers. We're busy auditioning for an ensemble that will be joining the 8 soloists.
Amazing.
And all of this, yes, with the Cape Philharmonic Orchestra live on stage under the baton of Brandon. And it's going to be amazing. So it's really just a 2-hour program, an hour in interval, an hour of being transported into this beautiful world of musical theatre, both new and old.
Friend, I must say, Daniel, that the hair on my hands are standing on end. I'm so excited because I'm imagining what we can expect, everything from Kinky Boots to West Side Story and some of my amazing favorites like Les Miserables, etc. I think there's some things in the pipeline and some things that you still need to firm up. So awesome lineup. Now, Finding the Light. Tell us about that foundation. What is it all about?
Thank you, Janet, for that opportunity. Finding the Light is founded, co-founded by husband and wife team, Jessica Ross and David Haben. David happens to be a West End performer himself. He's been a leading man in many productions, most notably for more than 2 years as Tony in West Side Story. Jess is South African by birth. She lives with her husband David and their kids in London. And Jess has always felt a very strong calling to do something for her fellow South Africans back at home. And she grew up with, and this is her story to tell, not mine, but she grew up with singing the hits from cassette tapes in her car on the way to school of Phantom of the Opera and Les Mis and so on. So musicals are something very, very close to her heart. So she chose to use the medium of musical theatre to create an event that would essentially raise a meaningful amount of money that could be responsibly distributed to notable charities who could then execute the work that they set out to do. So Finding the Light supports charities. And of course, this year, our chosen charity to whom the proceeds will be going is, of course, the Kholisi Foundation. The work that Rachel and Sia are doing through their foundation is very moving, and it's something that Jess felt very strongly to support. So that's how Founding the Light Foundation was born. And we will be raising money using the medium of musical theatre to make a difference.
Phenomenal. So many great things all coming together under one big top arena. That's phenomenal. So I wanted to ask about this because it's sport, it's music, it's live performance, it's this amazing orchestra. For you as a producer, Daniel, what has the experience been like?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I love leading diverse, big teams of people in realizing complex, immovable deadlines like opening nights and first performances. It's been a joy. It's been a joy to essentially lead the team from a producing sense. I've gotten the ability and the opportunity rather to reconnect with some of my favorite collaborators. Musical supervisor Charl-Johan Lingenfelder, musical director David Buberhoff. I'm working with my old production manager from the Fugard Theatre, Luke Ellenbogen, and a myriad of other people who are coming
Wow.
together in sound supply, lighting design,
Yes.
graphic design. Our social media manager is amazing. Truly, it's what I love about theatre the most is that we get to collaborate and bring our expert skills together, which are vastly different, and they are all thrown in a pot to create something really delicious. So it's been a long road. We've been working on this since January of last year. There's a lot to do in terms of getting artists signed up, getting the
For
rights
sure.
to do all this, to get all the various bits and pieces in place. But it's been an absolute thrill, and knowing that it has the added benefit of really making a difference and making a meaningful change to young people's lives in South Africa, particularly, has been a thrill for me.
That is just wonderful to hear, Daniel. I mean, I can just imagine the excitement, the adrenaline as you lead up to April, all of the various moving parts to make this happen. And you know, we are so fortunate we get to sit in front of this big curtain. And the moment it goes up, we transport it. And for those 2 captive hours, we get to travel wherever, back to our youth, to a different country. To be able to relive a fond memory of something that we had seen or heard with a loved one. It's really the power of the theater is insurmountable. So I'm looking forward, and I see you have generously made a set of double tickets available to the first performance, which is always, you know, the biggest and the best on Wednesday, the 18th of April, and our listeners can definitely look at accessing those tickets by going onto our social media and tagging you guys as you know, as an opportunity to win these tickets. So that is just phenomenal, Daniel. And we are looking forward and wish you all the very, very best with this production. We're going to be watching with great interest what's being added to the lineup to see if our favorites are ticking off our checklist there. And is there any last words that you'd like to share with our listeners? Something for us to watch out for? How do we follow you on socials?
Thank you, Janet. Yeah, keep an eye out for us. Come and find, if you just search Instagram for Finding the Light Foundation, you'll find us and everything that we're doing. And I suppose I could end off with this by saying, just picking up from what you're saying, music is so transportive and so transformative. And it's in those live visceral moments that we get to share with fellow human beings, where we get to celebrate a common humanity and we put our differences aside and we put the troubles aside. And just connect as human beings together. And we're really looking forward and excited to be able to present this beautiful, magical production for everybody out there.
Well, we can't wait. We're super psyched about it, Daniel, and we will be watching out with great interest and following you and liking and sharing whatever we see on the socials with absolute pleasure. Wishing you all the best for this great production. What an ambitious idea and what a phenomenal idea. So good luck with that, and we wish you and the team all the very, very best.
Thank you very much, and thank you to all your listeners.